This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily. I'm Charles Felton.
I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles, learning more about the Omicron variant. Some good news, some bad news. Bad news, it appears to be more contagious than Delta and the others.
The good news, it looks to be milder, not leaving people with severe illness, especially those who are fully vaccinated. We'll look into what this means in the near future.
And another shortage, another food item being impacted by supply chain problems.
Let's start with Omicron. Dr. Emily Gurley is an epidemiologist and global health scientist at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Doctor, we were told to wait a couple of weeks to learn more about this. Well, we're just about there. So what do we know?
Well, it's still early days. But we do see in South Africa, as you mentioned, that folks who have been infected aren't severely ill. There are some caveats to that. The first is, you know, we don't know much about who these patients are. Sometimes some of the first people infected could be younger people who we wouldn't expect to be severely ill anyway. So it's still early days. We also know that sometimes hospitalization lags quite far behind infection. So I think we're still in wait and see, but I would agree with you that the information we have so far is encouraging.
Okay.
So I think the way to think about this, though, it's we're in a different stage of the pandemic now when we think about these variants. And the epidemiologic pattern that we see is a combination of both the potential of the virus and the people who are being infected. So what kind of prior immunity do they have? Because most of us now in many parts of the world have some prior immunity. So we're learning more about how Omicron is combining with the immunity profile, at least in South Africa.
Okay, so we're waiting on the older or the immunocompromised people to see if that's going to be worse for them. But maybe we can bank on it, hopefully being milder cases. We're also looking, like you said, to see if reinfection and prior immunity is a thing that's going to hold. Do we think it's more highly transmissible? And if so, what does that mean for us?
So we know that in South Africa, in this context, most people have been infected before. So the fact that we're seeing increased numbers of cases with Omicron suggests that it does a good job at getting around some antibody responses. Whether or not it's more transmissible, we don't really know. Again, that's a property of the virus that's difficult to disentangle from its ability to reinfect people. So again, I think we're still waiting a bit on that, but it's obviously, it's transmitting just fine there and in a population, of people who all have some pre-existing immunity.
Have we gotten to the point in the pandemic where we need to stop being so concerned about transmission and really just be laser focused on the potential severity issue? And I ask that because, you know, as you know, some coronaviruses cause the common cold. People go get that all the time. We all know people in offices who seem to be perpetually sick with the common cold. Do we need to get to the point, if we're not already with the coronavirus, where we say, okay, a lot of people are getting it, but it's not that big a deal?
I definitely think there could be a lot of value and setting public health goals that focus on severe disease and mortality. So, and I think, you know, part of the reason those, that would be a good idea is so that we have a common goal in mind, you know, coming together around, goals that are solely based on an infection, are difficult, right? Because not all infections are per se a problem. So I really agree that we should get to some public health goals, focused on severity. Although that's going to take a lot of conversation, right? To decide what our goal should be. But I think we should get there. Vaccines are some of the best tools that we have to reduce severity and mortality, but we also have monoclonal therapies and hopefully more antivirals. So we're going to need a more comprehensive strategy that I agree is focused on the real outcomes that we're most worried about.
Dr. Emily Gurley, epidemiologist, global health scientist, Johns Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health, and we've had the discussion a whole bunch. What does a case mean, right? A case can mean a dozen different outcomes.
Sure. So and as she said, I mean, there is value to say, well, is a particular variant causing more people to be hospitalized, to die? That's really bad. More people testing positive on a take-home test, maybe it doesn't mean that much, at least going forward. Coming up after a short break, would you eat a bagel with no cream cheese? Well, you might have to. If you like bagels, you know they go well with cream cheese. There's nothing like waking up and eating a fresh bagel with cream cheese, but what if there was no cream cheese?
Nightmare scenario becoming a reality. Cream cheese shortages, the latest shortage on the East Coast. The problems might be moving west toward California. Joseph Yema is owner of F&H Dairies, the wholesaler in Brooklyn, dairy product distributor for most of New York City's bagel shops. Joseph, do we have a cream cheese shortage?
Yes, big time over here in New York City.
Why and how bad is it?
I don't know. I'm completely out. I usually have about 15 pallets worth, and I haven't been able to buy any.
Well, how much are we talking about when you say pallet?
That's
I mean, how
lot.
Much cream cheese are
my
we
head.
Talking about?
So a pallet has got 2,000 pounds, so 30, you know, whatever it is, 30,000 pounds.
Oh, so that's bigger than the one-ounce tub I have.
I'm talking about the I sell 50 pounds at a time.
50 pounds at a time.
He's dealing with a whole different world than you are.
This is very
there.
Different here.
Yeah. You say you didn't know why. So you call around, you try and find it, and there's not cream cheese to be had.
You can't get any answers from anybody. Even the company has no answers. We're just waiting for to come in.
Now, being a New Yorker myself, Joseph, this is of epic proportions for New York City. I mean, you know, New York without a bagel and cream cheese, a schmear in the morning, is really bad.
It's bad. There's going to be panic in the streets.
So what,
even Junior's doesn't have any cream cheese for their famous cheesecake.
Yeah, I was going to say, for people who don't know, Junior's cheesecake is just a classic cheesecake, New York cheesecake. And are they running out?
They're running out. I saw it on the news. They're running out. And nobody's telling us when it's coming back.
So what are people doing? I mean, we mentioned some people are going to Jersey.
They're scrambling around for other brands of cream cheese, which is not the same as Philadelphia, and you know, doing whatever they can.
But
hopefully,
Joseph,
it comes in this week.
But I guess the question is, I mean, is cream cheese? Mike before was looking up how to make cream cheese.
This is not something I want to do.
No, and it's easier to just buy
like work.
It. Yeah, I mean, is it particularly difficult to make or manufacture cream cheese?
Well, everybody wants Philadelphia cream cheese. They don't want any other brand, really, because it's the flavor they're used to. So even if somebody else makes cream cheese, it doesn't taste the same.
So the shortage is really of one specific brand, the Philadelphia brand.
Yeah, made by Kraft. It's probably the number one brand in in America.
Which is what we're eating
and
here
And you call
now.
Them and they're saying it's on its way at some point? Sorry?
It's on its way. We'll get it tomorrow. We wait. Nothing comes.
Well, I have announced, Mike has announced, we could send that to you if you'd like.
Yes.
We can FedEx it.
One bagel. Is the problem here that nothing else is going to really work, you know? Like,
nothing
you want
works.
The bagel and cream cheese. You don't want bagel and butter.
Yeah, that's true. And also there's cream cheese spreads, you know, lox and cream cheese and vegetable cream cheese, so they can't even make that. It's just, you know, New York is all bagel stores. There's bagel stores every five blocks. So the people love bagels in New York.
Well, but without the cream cheese, the bagel is pretty dry, right?
It's a reason for its existence. Yeah. Our boss in here. You have to have something to schmear.
Yeah, schmear. There it is. That's a New York word for you.
No, I feel bad for you, Joseph, because you know we're sitting here and we're kind of munching on
our
cream
cup
cheese.
Is over.
Yeah, it's pretty. You know, it's pretty good.
All right, I'm going to fly over.
Here he comes. He's on the plane. All right, Joseph Yema, owner of F&H Dairies, a wholesaler in Brooklyn. Hope it gets better for you. Experts at the World Health Organization have recommended against using blood plasma from people who have recovered from COVID to treat patients with the illness. They say the time-consuming transfusions haven't been shown to be effective in preventing severe illness or death. WHO says while the plasma of recovered patients initially held promise as a treatment, the current evidence shows it doesn't increase survival rates.
A man in Italy went to get his vaccine shot since the country has a strict mandate that if you want to do just about anything outside of your home, that's what you got to do. The nurse got the shot ready and was going to inject the vaccine when she noticed the man's arm felt strange. So she had the man take off his shirt and noticed the arm was a different color than the man's skin. He finally gave up his ruse and admitted it was a fake arm made of silicone. He told the nurse he needed the vaccine in order to work, but doesn't want to get it. He asked her if she could turn a blind eye, but she didn't, saying she was offended as a professional. Reports say the man is actually a dentist. He told reporters after he got caught, and they have now ruined his life.
Like they weren't going to figure it out? It doesn't even match. All right, this is an Odyssey original. You can find us on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.